Pink, All I Know So Far, Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. We're lucky to have with us this morning Marty Fulkerson from the Hardin County Fair Board, and we're really glad to be able to have a fair this year.
We are so excited. I went down Wednesday night to Hardin County Fair, and it was so great to see people, great to see the people out of Midway. So it's going to be great to gather. The largest event for the county since that little thing called COVID.
So how many years has the fair been going on now?
This is, I believe, our 57th
That's
fair,
awesome.
As we are today, which was back in 1963, I think, or something like that. So maybe it's 58th. I think I'm off a year.
But still, a long time.
Yes, yes, indeed. So,
and a lot of the counties around us are not lucky enough to have a fair as big and as nice as ours. And we're very blessed to have the facilities we have. And there's been improvements this last year.
There has. We have a brand new 4-H FFA exhibit hall. And it's called the Hardin County Farm Bureau 4-H FFA exhibit hall. It is exclusively for our 4-H students and our FFA. They continue to have more entries, and so that means their programs are growing, and that we're running out of space in the family living. They used to share a little corner in that building, and so we took a building that was used simply as storage for 20 some odd years, and we're able to convert that into a very, very nice exhibit hall, and we are so excited and proud of that building.
And as much fun as we have with all the extras that happen at the fair, you know, the events, the concerts, all that, it really is all about the FFA stuff and the agriculture. That's really why we have a fair.
The Hardin County Fair was started as an agriculture fair, and we have tried to continue to do things to enhance that, to continue that. As you all know, agriculture is dwindling. The smaller farmers are getting out, retiring, and the family farms are not being passed on as a family farm anymore. But we want to hold on to that tradition as long as we can, as long as there's those entities out there. And so it's a way for us to try to help grow. We do our part to help grow that section and get some more kids excited. And we feel like that some of those 4-H kids or FFA kids maybe weren't excited before because it didn't feel like maybe their project that they were doing or their entries were important. But now the emphasis is back on that.
I love that.
Yeah.
And so when you go to the fair, you want to make sure that you go and look at all the entries because, I mean, there's so much in there. You know, I know when I was younger, I didn't necessarily focus on those kind of things. And I missed out on seeing the entries and the different things that people put a lot of effort into for the fair.
We have some tremendously talented people, not only youth, but adults, because you go and you look at those and you go, wow. I love photography, so I love looking at all the photography, the photo entries and stuff that happens each year. And you know, one of the nice things, too, is those buildings are air-conditioned.
Mm-hmm. If you want to get out of the heat, that's
absolutely
where you need to go, for
sure. Great opportunity
sure.
to take a break and go in and see some great, talented works from people here in our community.
Yeah, so, okay, the fair starts on the 5th.
It starts Monday, July 5th.
And so what? Give us a kind of brief rundown of what's going to – there's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff. Monday, you know, we kick off with the demolition derby up in the motorsports, but one of the things that we're excited about, this is our third annual farm-to-table dinner featuring all Kentucky Proud food, a lot of it local. And we're excited for that. We still have a few tickets left for that. They're $30 and does include fair admission with that. We're going to have Commissioner of Agriculture is going to be there. Also, Attorney General is going to be there. And our benefactor of that proceeds is Spring Haven Domestic Violence
nice.
Program. So Tanya Thomas will be there and receive a check from on behalf of the Hardin County Fair and Miller Spectacular Shows, which is our Midway company, because both the fair and the Millers donate the gate portion of those tickets to a charity here. And in the past, we did the Community Health Clinic, and we have done Feeding America and Mission Hope for Kids. So we are excited to be able to give back to the community. And this is a great way to do it and support Kentucky Proud products.
All right. So it runs all week. What is the final day?
Final day is going to be Saturday, and we'll finish up Big Tractor Pool. We have a rodeo on Friday night. Tuesday night, LV Shane, which is country music's hottest rising star, just announced that he's going to be opening up for the Reboot Tour with Brooks and Dunn. He's a very talented Grayson County native, got that hit called My Boy, and we are excited to have him. It's one of those opportunities that you get that we caught him before he hit it. So
yeah. We're
able to afford them with great sponsors as well.
Okay, one last question. I think this is extremely important.
Yes.
Is there something every year that you're like, I can't wait for the fair because I'm going to get to eat?
You know, I all the... I eat more junk, as most people do during fair week. I love the funnel cakes.
Me too.
Love the funnel cakes.
Yeah. Me too.
Love the funnel cakes.
Okay, with chocolate sauce or without?
Both.
Oh,
just
like
powdered
that.
Sugar for me.
Both.
I like a little peanuts on mine. The little peanut butter stuff.
Yeah. Never done that.
Yeah. No, me neither.
You have to try that.
Mm.
All right. Yeah. That is Marty Fulkerson from the Hardin County Fair Board. Thank you so much for coming in. We're very excited to have it back and even bigger and better than ever.
We think so. A lot of hard work's gone into it.
All right. Thanks so much. We are Quixie 98.3.